Hey everyone, welcome to day 13 of 21 Days of Prayer. Today we're talking about making room for the Word. I'm going to be reading out of 1 Thessalonians 2:13, which says, "Therefore, we never stop thanking God that when you received His message from us, you didn't think of our words as mere human ideas. You accepted what we said as the very Word of God, which, of course, it is. And this Word continues to work in you who believe." So picture yourself getting ready to go on a long-awaited vacation. Bags are packed, snacks in the cup holders, playlist ready. You type your destination into the GPS and you're off. You turn out of the neighborhood and you hear that familiar voice coming from your phone. "Turn right in 1 mile." You hear it and you immediately turn left because you suddenly remembered a shortcut. 2 minutes later, make a U-turn. No, I know what I'm doing. Turn left. I'll think about it. The cycle repeats, and after a while you become frustrated and angry that you're not getting any closer to your destination. You're moving, but you're moving in the wrong direction. And even though everything you needed was right in front of you, guiding you exactly where you wanted to go, you didn't follow it. And as a result, the journey became longer, harder, and may have even kept you from reaching your destination at all. A GPS can only help you when you trust it enough to follow where it leads. Have you ever actually done this? Probably not. But what if this is sometimes how we approach the Word of God? We leave church on a Sunday morning feeling filled and excited about the new things that we're going to put into practice, and then life happens. Work gets busy. The family schedule fills up. The stress of life convinces us that we don't have the time to check off that religious box. And it becomes easy to wonder where God is at through all of it, when in reality, His words have been sitting, untouched on a bookshelf, waiting for us. In 1 Thessalonians 2:13, Paul tells the church in Thessalonica that he's thankful they received the message of God, not as a human idea, but as what it truly is, the living Word of God. Because they received it that way, the Word was consistently working in their lives and shaping their steps. And when we take the Word for what it truly is, it doesn't just pull us closer to God, it gives us strength for everyday life and it slowly shapes us to look more like Jesus. The Word isn't a man-made rule book or checklist, it's God revealing Himself to us, His heart, His ways, His wisdom. So the next time you're asking God for a sign, a promise, or an answer, remember, He's waiting for you in that unopened book on the shelf where He's already spoken everything you need. God is always speaking through His Word. The question is, have you made room for it to speak to you? A challenge I have for you this week is to make room for the Word by committing this week to read at least one Bible verse every day. See how 5 intentional minutes in Scripture can begin to change your heart, your joy, in your life. Let's pray. God, thank you so much for giving us your Word to guide our steps. Help me to make room for it every day. Open my heart, my mind, and my schedule so that your truth can shape me and lead me. Speak to me through your Word and help me follow where you lead. Amen. Thanks so much for joining us today on day 13. Super excited for day 14. We'll see you tomorrow.